Build Career Momentum, Charles Harris. Story by Cheryl Marino for the U.S. Army Acquisition Support Center. Charles Harris. Command/Organization, U.S. Army Combat Capabilities Development Command Chemical Biological Center, Capability Program Executive Chemical, Biological, Radiological, and Nuclear Defense. Title, General Engineer, Contract Specialist. Years of Service in AWE, 8. DAWEA Certifications, Practitioner, Engineering and Technical Management. Education, MS in Biomedical Engineering, BS in Chemical Engineering, both from University of New Mexico. Awards, Certificate of Achievement, 2025, Special Act/Service Award, 2024, Army Superior Unit Award, 2024, Civilian Service Commendation Medal, 2023, 2022. Charles Harris draws on a wide range of experience that equip him to handle challenges with confidence in his dual role as General Engineer and a Contract Specialist at the U.S. Army Combat Capabilities Development Command Chemical Biological Center, supporting Capability Program Executive Chemical, Biological, Radiological and Nuclear Defense, CPE-CBRND, formerly Joint Program Executive Office Sensors, Wearables. Throughout his career, he's approached each responsibility with the belief that being open to new ideas and opportunities only strengthens his ability to succeed. By taking on what's unfamiliar and turning it into added skill, he continues to build momentum for whatever comes next. You can learn so much while working in new areas and fields. If you have any doubts about what you want to do, this is a great way to see what is available to do, he said, and he would advise junior acquisition personnel to always apply for opportunities. If you never apply, you are saying no. If you do apply, you make others tell you no. From this, you can learn what you need to work on, where you may fall short, or how you are viewed within your organization. All of these will lead to better things in the future. As the contract specialist for CPE-CBRND, Harris performs as the contract officer representative for 7 countering weapons of mass destruction other transaction authorities, OTAS, and provides support for 3 additional contracts associated with the program. The OTAS produce prototypes to provide heat, fatigue and possible contamination information, giving command staff the needed data to make informed decisions on warfighter readiness. I enjoy being part of the solution to getting warfighters necessary devices at the speed of need, Harris explained. Contributing to development and implementation of new and relevant equipment that will protect the warfighter provides satisfaction in what I do as an Army professional. Harris learned of government employment while completing his BS degree in chemical engineering at the University of New Mexico, when school staff informed students about USA jobs and how to apply. As I reviewed the postings, I found one, KEEM student, that aligned with my desire to support those in need, he said. Several members of my family served in the armed forces, and I felt that working as a civilian was a method where I could contribute as well. Before the Army, Harris worked in retail management for nearly 2 decades, where he developed the skills required to listen to the concerns of customers, end users in this case, ask questions and develop outcomes. For example, he said, we all want the best equipment, but knowing that the main goal is to protect warfighters in a contaminated environment leads to a positive pressure shelter where you can work unencumbered by personal protective equipment, PPE. Harris' first acquisition role was in sustainment, more specifically, collective protection, where he verified technical data packages to ensure that replacement parts were available for equipment in the field. With this position, I learned that acquisition of new equipment can take time, sometimes decades, he said. Sustainment of items in the field is required to give warfighters the protection they require, and Harris was able to aid in the modernization of some parts to help save the Army money or extend the usefulness of equipment. One project I worked on was modernizing a breathing hose that provided clean air to warfighters that may be in a contaminated environment, Harris said. This allowed additional manufacturers to make the hose and meet demand levels that were unachievable with a single source that has made the hose for decades. Harris said for his current role, he'd like to learn more about what program management is for a program of record. Up to this point, I have seen the technical aspects of my position, and now I would like to learn more on the financial/contracting side. In the 2+ years I have been here, I have truly learned how contracting and funding flows within a program. I feel the knowledge I have gained will help to lead a program later in my career. I have a goal for leading a program of record and making it successful. The most significant point in his career, he said, was the opportunity to work an executive officer, XO, detail within the U.S. Army Combat Capabilities Development Command Chemical Biological Center, DIVCOM-CBC, in November 2021. Through this detail, I learned how the command staff looked at funding and the effort that is needed to balance budgets within an organization. This also included seeing other efforts that were going on within the higher organization level and gave me insight into what I could be doing within the Army, he said. The XO detail also enabled him to work with a small group through warfighter innovation leveraging expertise and experimentation, while E, to develop a deployable microsensor device, which he described as being a wonderful opportunity to work with a wider range of people and collaborate to create something that warfighters truly felt would be useful in the field. As an active participant in the DevCom Mentor/Mentee program, Harris found the information and opportunity to work one-on-one with someone while taking the course helpful and said, having a senior leader provide input to the topics and insight into how it helped with their career definitely added to the training. Harris took several Warfighting Acquisition University, WAU, courses throughout his career and received his DAWIA certification as practitioner in engineering and technical management, which helped prepare him for the acquisition field, as well as group lead mentorship programs, the Civilian Education System course, and the U.S. Army Acquisition Support Center's Journey to Leadership course. He said he also plans to pursue inspiring and developing excellence in acquisition leaders and leadership excellence and acquisition development, since there is always something new to learn. These courses provide insight into what hiring managers and leaders might be looking for to make a program successful, he said. Finding a method to use the learned skills will always benefit the team. Harris took advantage of the student loan repayment program as he uprooted himself and moved 1,100 miles away from family. Having this program aid in paying for part of my student debt made it easier to establish myself in a new location as I worked myself up to my target grade, he said. I recommend everyone take advantage of this type of benefit provided. Known both in and outside of work for his compassion and willingness to try new things, Harris said he is always there if someone needs a hand, or to help out. I also enjoy adventures and trying new things. I am always open to trying new foods, events, etc. Because you just don't know what you don't know, I will almost always try anything once. The most important lesson Harris has learned through his career is to stand by your values. Decency and honesty are not always obvious, and sometimes, you must be the voice of fairness, he said. I always believe that if you enjoy what you do, or at least the people you work with, you will never work a day in your life. Enjoying what you do can mean so much more than the paycheck you earn for doing what you do. Faces of the Force highlights the success of the Army acquisition workforce through the power of individual stories. Profiles are produced by the Behind the Frontlines team, working closely with public affairs officers to feature soldiers and civilians serving in various Army acquisition disciplines. For more information, or to nominate someone, go to https://asc.army.mil/web/armybtf/. Subscribe to BTF, the premier source of Army acquisition news and information. For question, concerns, or more information, contact us here.